But what I want you to think of, and you can write this down if you have a little piece of paper, and what we're going to do is we're going to calculate our passive income. Okay, get comfortable, and again, we're going to calculate your passive income. What kind of income?
Passive.
Perfect. The same income that you would earn while you sleep. So if you're not sure what passive income is, I want you to do the sleep test. If I'm sleeping and it still occurs, it's passive. Quick example, if you had a rental property that was paid off, the rent would still be paid. It's passive income. That's passive. So think for a minute, on a monthly basis, how much passive income do you earn? On a monthly basis. I want you to write that number down so you don't forget it. Your passive income, write down the number. Now I want you to think of your monthly expenses. For instance, you know, you've got a mortgage payment, perhaps you have a car payment, food, travel on average, all of your expenses on a monthly basis. So for example, if you had $1,000 in passive income, that'd be the top number. Maybe your expenses are $5,000 a month. Your wealth ratio would be 0.2. If your wealth ratio is under 1, that means you still need to earn additional income because you don't have enough passive income to escape that rat race. So imagine if you could always wake up on the first of the month and have more passive income than your expenses. Never having to worry again. You'd have enough money coming in to survive and to live. That's the goal tonight. We're going to focus on that, playing the game. Create passive income. When your passive income is greater than your expenses, you are wealthy. Make sense? Very difficult to achieve, though, unfortunately. Anybody want to share if they had a wealth ratio of greater than 1? Anybody in the room have a wealth ratio of greater than 1? Okay, congratulations, a few people. Very impressive. Usually 1 out of 100 people in my seminars typically are out of the rat race. So what we want to focus on tonight is some action steps so you can leave after tonight with action steps in your mind to get you out of the rat race. So is that a very simple definition? More passive income than expenses, make sense? That's what we're going to focus on. Perfect. And the two, I call them games loosely because really, they're life experiences. You will play either Cashflow 101 or 202 exactly the same way that you live. We're going to show you after halfway through how to change that, how to change your mindset, how to change your belief system around money. That's what the tool is. Very quickly, three types of income. Most people take their earned income from their jobs and spend it all. And that's why most people have a wealth ratio less than 1. What the game will teach you how to do is to create portfolio income and passive income. And you've got to take your earned income and convert it to those two. So take your earned income from work, convert it to portfolio or passive. That will get you out of the rat race very quickly. So let me do a quick poll. How many people actually, by raise of hands, have read Rich Dad Poor Dad? Can you keep those hands up for a sec, please? Actually, I'll do the other way that Robert always does it. Recently, I was at an event with 800 people, and he says, you know, who's read Rich Dad Poor Dad? And of course, every hand goes up. He goes, no. Who hasn't? So who hasn't read Rich Dad Poor Dad? Oh, thank goodness. Because Robert still wants to sell a few more books. Actually, of the 800 people at that seminar, there was only 2 people that hadn't read it. But anyway, if you've read Rich Dad Poor Dad, one more time, hands up, please. If it's changed your life, keep your hand up. Okay, many people, it's changed their life. Great book. One of Robert's other books is Cashflow Quadrants. That one had the most impact on my life. It really helped me build businesses a lot more effectively. Very quickly, I'd like to go over the quadrants, and you may want to take some notes here. E stands for employee. The employee quadrant is a very inefficient quadrant to become wealthy. Think of your family, friends, and associates. Do you know anyone that was an employee their entire career that retired wealthy? Probably not. It's very rare that somebody actually knows somebody that was an employee and retired wealthy. So that quadrant doesn't work. The S quadrant can stand for small business. Who owns a small business? Full-time small business. Okay. Can also stand for Superman or Superwoman. Who can relate? Okay. And although a babysitting business isn't necessarily the business you're in, do some people babysit employees once in a while, that kind of thing? That's a small business as well. But it also stands for smart. S stands for smart. In our society, we have a very good education system that teaches us how to get a job. Doesn't really teach us how to become financially literate. That's what the game will do. If If you want to get wealthy, you've got to go on to the right side of the quadrants. You've got to merge to the B and the I quadrant. B stands for business. The only difference between the S and the B is the systems you have in your business. So if you can create passive income from your businesses, and you've got systems in place, that's a B. If you don't have the systems in place that would allow you to go travel for 6 months, you're an S. B also stands for billionaire. I was going to ask Harv when he's going to start billionaire school. Might be next. Okay. Now, I believe there's a conspiracy in our society. All the rules are favored toward business owners. You can sell businesses and virtually not pay any tax. You can make a tremendous amount of money in the business quadrant. Different tax rules. Employees get taxed at source. Business owners get taxed after spending money on whatever they need to spend on expenses. They get taxed after that. Rules favor business owners. I quadrant stands for investors or investments. That's why we're all here this week. And Roberts states that 70% of all the money that's in the investment world is real, 70% is real estate. So that I quadrant is very focused towards real estate. Who's interested in investment real estate? Woo-hoo! Okay, we'll talk a little bit about that during the game. And again, there's so many tax advantages of real estate that don't exist if you're an employee. That's why the right side of the quadrant is where you need to be to get out of the rat race. So very quickly, I'd like you to list the five people that you spend your most free time with underneath the quadrants. This is a 60-second exercise. Five people you spend your most free time with. One family member. Not four or five. Just one family member would be one of the lines. Pretty ironic we had the pet lady talking to the pets, kind of interesting topic, because I usually have a few people write down pets under these five subheadings. No pets allowed tonight. Have to be people. Now beside them, very simply write what quadrant those people belong to. Are they E's? Are they S's? B's or I's? What is their primary quadrant they belong to?